What's Universal Time? Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Lori London reporting. Donald Trump returned to his campaign roots Thursday in his first major public appearance since Election Day, resembling the brawling campaigner more than the traditional president-to-be as he held court in front of thousands of adoring fans. He also took another swipe at the media.
I mean, how dishonest. How about when a major anchor who hosted a debate started crying when she realized that we won? How about that?
Trump's first stop on his thank you tour to salute his supporters was in Ohio. President Obama on Thursday marked his final time lighting the national Christmas tree with a wish that Americans will care for the sick, the hungry, and the downtrodden this holiday season and treat one another as they would want to be treated. The president said that message rounds out his family's Christian faith and that Americans of all backgrounds. The lighting ceremony tradition began in 1923 and takes place in President's Park, just south of the White House fence. Obama and First Lady Michelle turned on the red, white, and blue lights that adorned the massive tree with the help of their daughter, Sasha. More Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week, but the claims are still at low levels that point to greater job security. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 68 points. The S&P 500 index lost 7. You're listening to VOA News.